murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 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 and welcome back to Decoding the Crimeverse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Glory!
That's correct, and today we have a case from the 17th century. I didn't know they kept case files for that. Well, I suppose Jack the Ripper was in that age, so I suppose they would keep some of the gory ones for us. But we are dealing with a Hungarian Countess Elizabeth Báthory, I think that's how you say it, and she is thought to have murdered hundreds of young women in the earliest 17th century. And I think, obviously, as time has passed and things have become more advanced, I do think it's a little bit more difficult for things to go under the radar. But with something like this, where there was no cameras or no computers or anything like that, I can just imagine how many crimes actually took place in the 17th century that we don't even know about. But at the age of 11, Báthory, who was considered a beautiful and well-educated girl, became engaged to Count Thernik, I think that's how you say it, Nadasi. And some accounts of her life include her giving birth to an illegitimate child fathered by another man before her marriage. A 15-year-old Báthory married Nadasti on May 8, 1575. The couple's first child was born 10 years later in 1585. Báthory gave birth to 5 children. 2 died as infants, but 2 daughters and a son survived. As her husband was a soldier who was often off fighting the Turks, the couple spent most of their marriage apart. However, he may have schooled her in techniques of torture when they were together. After Nadasi died in January 1604, Báthory took control of her extensive estates. Now, let's look at a list of her crimes. Báthory was accused of a long, long list of crimes against both female servants and minor noble women who came to her for training and education. Most of her alleged assaults and murders took place after she was widowed in 1604, so after her husband had died. Some of her victims were covered with honey and left outside for insects to eat.
Look, if anything, I think that's a smart way to get rid of evidence.
Okay, I'm not even going to answer that statement. What?
Okay. What?
That's just disgusting.
But I mean, one of the things that we always talk about on this show is, one of the things we've complained about is people who've always badly executed crimes. And this is one of those that... This is like, there's really...
I suppose while she got away with hundreds and hundreds of murders, I suppose that would be true, but still, like, ugh. No. Like, no. That's just yuck.
I mean, if anything, at least she gave a delicious meal to parasites.
Okay, we're going to move on, because I feel like she's going to carry on with these insects, and I'm not for it. During colder parts of the year, young women might be stripped naked and forced into deadly ice baths. Báthory sometimes tortured girls by driving needles into their fingers. I hate needles. That just makes my skin crawl. Yuck. Cutting their noses or lips or whipping them with stinging nettles. She would bite soldiers and breast, as well as burning the flesh, including the private area of some of her victims. Okay, this is some other type of messed up. I'm sorry. Like, this is horror movie messed up. Like, I don't even think some of the crimes we've looked... I don't even think Jack the Ripper was that bad compared to this. That's disgusting. Anyway, yuck. No. The intimate nature of the attack suggests a sexual motivation, though it's impossible to know with certainty what compelled her to act. Depictions of Bathory often mention her bathing in the blood of her victims. I can't. This woman is nuts. I feel like this woman was a witch. This has satanic rituals written all over it. I'm just saying. Because she would bath, it was claimed that she would bath in their blood in attempt to recapture her lost youth. That's very witchy.
Mm.
No. However, this depraved action isn't backed by any witness accounts. The first mention of Bathory's blood baths came 100 years after her death, and thus seems to be an invention. Okay, so we don't actually know if it's true, but I mean, if she was doing all those funny things like covering them in honey, I wouldn't be surprised if it was true. In December 1610, Count Gregory Thurzo, who oversaw judicial matters as Lord Palatine of Hungary, arrived at Bathory's castle to investigate the countless alleged crimes against women of noble birth. Any mistreatment of servants was not a concern to the authorities, as they are just servants. He reportedly surprised Bathory in the middle of tormenting a victim and in response immediately imprisoned her in her home. Her high status meant she would not be jailed as a common criminal. What nonsense is that? Four Bathory's servants, three females and one male, were then arrested, questioned and subjected to torture. Because obviously in those days, interrogations were not exactly up to the code, you know. There was some shady stuff happening there. Their court proceedings began early of January 1611. These servants denied their culpability in the murders, but admitted to burying multiple victims, though the number of their accounts varied between 36 and 51 victims. In addition to shifting blame to their mistress and each other, they also implicated a deceased servant, Darvulia, who served as a maid and governess. Two of the women and male servants were sentenced to death, which was quickly carried out. The fourth was spared immediate execution. What happened to her afterward is unknown. Another woman who supposedly used magic to aid Bathory was also soon killed. I told you, sorcery. Witches, I'm telling you. After these executions, Thurzo continued to investigate the countess. One witness stated that Bathory herself had listed 650 victims. How do you know 650 people that you can kill? Anyway, in her papers, though the number of victims varied in other testimonials and the countess' exact death toll remains unknown. The evidence gathered by Thurzo also included 289 witness statements. As a member of a powerful family, Bathory was not put on trial. Instead, she was isolated, perhaps walled up in the castle, where she remained until her death in 1640. Okay, so you're telling me her high status, even though she could have killed 600 people, she didn't go to jail. She was not convicted of a crime, and Bathory's holdings passed to family members instead of being seized. Now, evidence against Bathory has its flaws. Of 289 witness accounts, more than 250 offered either heresy or no information whatsoever. The testimony that Bathory had listed 650 victims was a second-hand accounting of what a court official had discovered, yet the official who supposedly seen this information didn't testify. Many of the witnesses who spoke against Bathory were beholden to Thurzo, who oversaw the entire investigation, and the fact that Bathory's servants were tortured makes their confessions unreliable. So she might not have done it, but then the question is, why would people blame her? What would the reason be? So imprisonment meant that family members would take control of the powerful widow's possessions, and the Habsburg court owed her money they didn't want to pay. And Bathory's support of her nephew, Prince Gabor Bathory of Transylvania. Transylvania is a real place?
Wow.
I really thought that was fictional, but okay. Who was in conflict with the ruling Habsburgs, potentially placed her in danger. However, it's unlikely Bathory was completely innocent. In 1602, a priest wrote a letter that discussed the extensive cruelty exhibited by Bathory and her husband towards their servants. The testimony against Bathory could have included true tales about how harshly she acted with the lower classes. Such acts weren't illegal at the time, and Bathory was only punished because of her victims were said to have included noble women. So if she had only killed her servants, that wouldn't have mattered, because it's like a slave owner killing their slave doesn't count. It's like a free pass there. The body of the 54-year-old Bathory was found on August 21st, 1614 in her castle, which is now located in present-day Slovakia, where she'd been in prison since 1610, so 4 years earlier. She was initially buried in a crypt on her estate, but her body was likely moved afterward. I feel like she's guilty.
Yeah.
I don't know. You see, this is the problem, like, even with, like, the Jack the Ripper case, any cases where we go far, this far back, there's never any reliable evidence, because they didn't take... There wasn't, like, when you took someone's witness statement that it got recorded and it could be double-checked and triple-checked. There was torture involved. So the evidence against her is very shaky in all aspects, because again, there wasn't forensics. They didn't have like sniffer dogs that now went and dug up bodies, and they went and found fibers of hair within her carpets and stuff like that. So it becomes very difficult, and that's why I said in those days I feel like a lot more people probably got away with murder than they do today. So I don't know, it's a 50-50. On one hand, it could have been because her family wanted the money and so they like falsely accused her. But on the other hand, I don't know. It just... Yeah, and if she did really do it, there's definitely some witchy, demonic-y things there, because it's just a little bit crazy. But again, like... All of her... What also is a bit thing is, because most of the people she tortured were lower class citizens, none of their names would be recorded. They wouldn't have cared if those people went missing, never to be seen again. So we can never know the extent of her crimes. And we can actually... I mean, to her, that wouldn't even be a crime, because killing a lower class citizen wasn't a crime. It's a very slippery slope on to say if this is a factual case or it's more become like urban legend, because that's what often happens with these type of cases, especially from, like, you know, haunted castles, because that's probably now the reputation that that castle has. It's like, oh my goodness, this murderer lived here. And you'll often find then the story gets dramatized and exaggerated completely. Like, that's why the blood bath would have become a thing, because it's obviously to draw in people, to draw in tourists or curiosity. So I don't know, this could be real, this could not be real, but we will never know, because unfortunately 1500s was very, very, very long ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, if she I feel like they said that she really mishandled her lower class, but again, that was also very regular in those times, so that's not really like accurate proof to say that, oh, that's a sign that she could have committed the murders, because we know the lower class were called the lower class for a reason. So I don't know, part of me was like, wants to believe it, like there's some great story, but another part of me is like, 600 people, she killed 600 people, I don't know I'm not so sure about. And again, you don't get many women who will carry out torture. Women, it's not...
You think so?
To this degree, how many serial killers have we done where there was, like, torture of cutting people, biting them?
I don't know if that's what we should raise it based on.
I don't disagree there'll be torture, but this... Violent torture, let me put it that way.
An angry woman is an angry woman.
You just the whole of womankind.
No. It just is what it is.
No, but I mean, and you can't generalize.
Yeah.
I do think they're crazy people. But a lot of the women, like, will often find women will use poison or they'll kill people.
That's
like,
definitely not crazy.
I said violent torture, where she's cutting off their nose.
You think poison isn't torture? Because you don't always die instantly.
Yeah, but it's not you cutting off my nose. It's not the same.
Just saying.
No, it's not this. Okay. You know what? You're not understanding my point. I've just... Yeah, and I'm not saying... Like I said, it's never like a box. We don't put people into a box.
Yeah.
But like, we don't often... Like, we'll see it, but not often.
Not often, yeah.
Do we see women with this violent... Or sadistic is the better word. I mean, we've had lots of guys on the show who have been twisted, sadistic. Jeffrey Dahmer, Edward Gein, like completely psychopaths. But often when we deal with women, it's more like they're killing children, or like they're like that nurse in the hospital, I forgot her name, where she was killing kids.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing to medieval torture, cut off your nose. I don't know why I'm fixated on this nose thing, but anyway, cut off your nose.
Yeah, I think
like
you would
bite you, like whip you type of vibes. Like, I don't know. That's for me. And again, like, it's, I mean, not to say women can't do that, because I even know women abuse men just as men abuse women in relationships. It goes both ways. I know that women can throw plates as well and can be violent. But again, this sadistic nature, it's not common. I don't know. Again, half of me wants to be like, this would be a really cool, like, story, like a fictional storybook type of vibe, like an Agatha Christie. But, like, in reality, I don't see this woman having killed, like, 600 people. Maybe a couple. But you'll never know, I suppose.
Yeah.
So... And again, like from the 1500s, we really will never know.
Mm.
So, which sometimes makes me irritated, because then it's like inconclusive and now I have to sit here and be like, but what happened? It's the same with unsolved cases. I get irritated because I'm like, but I want to know. I want to know what happened.
Yeah, and you don't get
what's the end of the story type of vibes. But yeah, that is Elizabeth Bathory. I want to Google her castle.
Where did you say she's from again? Was it Hungary?
Hungary, yeah. Castle Kastis. I think that's how you say it. Not that I speak...
What language do they speak in Hungary?
Hungarian. But they also speak German, Croatian, Romani, Slovak, Romanian, Serbian, and Slovene. Yeah.
Yeah.
But their official language is Hungarian. I wonder how that sounds. I'm interested.
Yeah, well, given all the names you've just listed, I think I have a good picture of what they could sound like.
Yeah, it's definitely it's going to have the same phonetics as like German.
Mm.
It's not like your East, where it's Russian.
Yeah.
Like that harsh. It's going to be more, I don't know. I'm not a linguist, so don't listen to me at all. But that is all for Elizabeth Bathory. Although, I suppose, you know what, where this blood bath rumor came from? Bath or re. Her name literally has bath in it.
So that Bathory is not an actual surname?
It is, but I'm saying that's probably where the idea of this blood bath came from. It's always funny. I always think it's so ironic about like Bathsheba. I mean, and then she was in the bath. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like ironic. Like God was like, I know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny. Anyway, that's all for Elizabeth Bathory. We hope you enjoyed. Otherwise, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.